This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. There are now three contenders to become Seattle's next police chief. Mayor Jenny Durkan's search committee announced its list of finalists today. KUOW's Sydney Brownstone is covering the story, and she told me who's in the running.
Well, we know that they're all men, they're all outsiders, and obviously Interim Chief Carmen Best is not included among them. So the three contenders are Eddie Frizzell. He's an Iraq War veteran and a Minneapolis Police Department investigator. A couple of years ago, he ran for county sheriff on a platform that made diversity and hiring of people of color and young women a priority. We also have Cameron McClay. He's former Pittsburgh police chief. He spoke at the 2016 Democratic National Convention about a crisis of trust in policing. He appeared there in his uniform and actually was criticized by the rank and file for appearing in uniform and appearing as if he was endorsing Hillary, which he denied. And we have Eli Reyes, who is assistant chief at the Austin Police Department, where soon all officers will be wearing body cameras.
So Interim Chief Carmen Best, she's the first Black woman to hold that position here in Seattle. She was vying for one of these spots, and she is not on this list. What can you tell us about that?
It was a surprise to many who were at the press conference this afternoon in Seattle. Best was popular among both rank and file and community members, but when asked which qualities the finalists had that Best did not, one of the committee co-chairs, search committee co-chairs, Tim Burgess, said that they concluded that someone from the outside would be best suited to lead the department. He said the needs of the institution in some ways worked against her, but he said that she could remain in the department.
So that said, what are some of the challenges that the new police chief is going to be facing here in Seattle?
One of the major challenges the new police chief will face is overseeing the second phase of the consent decree with the federal government. This is the second phase of the court-ordered reforms in 2012 over biased policing and excessive force. And the new police chief will also possibly have to oversee the end of police union negotiations over some of these reforms. So that's an intimidating process. The federal judge who said that the Seattle Police Department was initially in compliance with these reforms has warned that if the department doesn't stay up to the standards, he will be willing to send the city back to square one and start the second phase all over again.
So what happens next in the hiring of Seattle's next police chief?
In the coming weeks, Mayor Jenny Durkan will be selecting the final police chief, which is one of her first major tests of leadership as mayor.
Sydney Brownstone, KUOW's online editor, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Seattle's last permanent police chief, Kathleen O'Toole, stepped down at the end of last year. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.